Wednesday, May the 13th, began with a frontal assault on my desk. Much reading and signing of mail, Liz, Bess, and Ashton in rotation to settle each of their problems. Liz and Bess are so capable of handling many on their own, and Ashton, being pure velvet, seldom brings me any. But the remnants of a Puritan conscience drives me to insist on knowing about most everything, to read a lot of the mail, even and sometimes especially the bad mail. And then, when the desk was clearer than it's been in a long time, I went to Mr. Pears for a permanent wave, the second important item on my vacation agenda. A little after 4, I returned to the mansion for a date with A.W., signed papers in regard to the Alabama property, talked with him about getting his family up to visit us during the first 2 weeks in June, got Liz down to go over with him the disquieting inquiries she had received from the press. It appears that 2 Republican congressmen have made a trip to Alabama, to Autauga County, have gone out to interview some of my tenants, concealed tape recorders in their briefcases, have taken pictures of the houses, and quite miserable indeed they are, and are all prepared to try to prevent Lyndon's poverty bill, a massive and important piece of legislation, I think it is, with the flashy, gossipy, ugly information that Mrs. Johnson has tenants who live in squalor. I told Liz that where we used to have about 20 tenants on the whole place, we now had about 4. The reason was cotton had ceased to be an economic crop long ago in that region. Charlie Cutler and his mule in that hilly country can't compete with Lubbock and the flat acres, the rich land, and the tractors. And so it has wound up that some 3 or 4 of the oldest families, one at least, Charlie Cutler, has lived on the place since grandfather's time, previous to 1912, are just living their life out there. Charlie pays $60 a year for his house and a few acres of land. One or more of the others pay a quarter of their cotton production. A.W. supplied the figures from last year's information. We talked about the prospects for putting it into pine trees. We put as much as we can into pine trees during the last 8 years, but we cannot move the remaining tenants off. There's no place for Charlie to go. Uneducated, unskilled, and I believe in his 80s, though the paper said 75. However, we'll have to batten down the hatches for a nasty storm. And then at 5:30, I thought everything was settled enough. Lucy had already departed in her car, and I left with Beth Jenkins and Jerry Kivett for Huntland's. How lucky I am to have an agent who is educated, a gentleman, a good companion, and a good friend. On the way down, it rained heavily, as it has almost all this spring, and was chilly. But by the time we reached Huntland's, the rain had stopped. Bill Anderson greeted us on the front porch, grinning from ear to ear, with word that Miss Lucy had taken a nap. I walked into the hall, fragrant with lilacs, and the peace of Huntland's enveloped me. Beth and Lucy and I had dinner in the cozy little downstairs room that is like what an English pub may have been in the 18th century. Paneled oak walls, a fireplace, windows with small, wavery panes of glass, pewter on the shelves. Then after dinner, I settled down to my very special self-indulgence, reading Bill White's book on Lyndon. For a while, in front of the fire, for it was a chilly night, and then in bed, Lyndon called me, sounding lonesome, and at a reasonable midnight, I went to sleep.